Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design, the Dr. C podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, or simply Dr. C. Tune in every 2 to 5 weeks, every Monday, as we explore the unique journeys of entrepreneurs. Our podcast sheds light on the paths entrepreneurs have taken in their respective industries. Each episode, we dive into the stories of entrepreneurs, their challenges, triumphs, and the insights gained along their journey. We believe in the power of innovation, resilience, and the entrepreneurial spirit that drives success. Together, we'll learn from a diverse array of entrepreneurs united by their passion for making a difference. Now is the time to unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship. Now is the time to be inspired, to learn, and to craft your own path to success. Join me, Dr. C, as we embark on this journey together. Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. Today, we're honored to welcome Samantha. Entrepreneurship isn't just a choice for Samantha. It's a calling that's been a constant throughout her life. From successful ventures to challenges requiring more effort, she's been able to navigate them all with complete determination. She's a believer, a devoted wife, and a mother of 3 children and a fur baby. Samantha has a passion for capturing life's meaningful moments through her lens. She firmly believes that success and impact are within everyone's reach. Get ready to be inspired as we dive into Samantha's incredible story of resilience, passion, and purpose. Thank you so much for being here today, Samantha. It is such a pleasure to have you. And from our previous conversations, because we had multiple, but given your background, entrepreneurship seems like this constant thread in your life, from successful ventures to helping more of those that need your services. And can you tell us a little bit about your journey and how each of these experiences has shaped your approach to business and life?
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I mean, entrepreneurship, I think for me, started like way back when I was a kid, you know, when I'm like cutting up like old jeans in the garage, like to make purses and like making like treats and stuff and like doing like meal prep and stuff for people. I think it's something that it's just like rooted in me, you know, and I can't get away from it. Doesn't matter what it is that you do, no matter what it is that I do, like I always have an idea. I always have like, oh, well, what about this? What about that? And when I look back at it, it starts all the way back from when I was a kid, you know, and I don't know that everyone is like that, where they're like, oh, let me put up this idea to like make money. You know what I mean? Let me start a business. But I think for me that's really where it is that it started. And I think back then, well, I guess maybe when I look at everything, starting, I think, is important, right? I think we can all have the idea, we can all have the thought, but I feel like there's a lot of things that can contribute to someone not moving forward with whatever it is that they start, you know, whether it's the fear of it like failing or, well, you know, what if everyone thinks it's stupid? What if it doesn't go anywhere? You know what I mean? I think that there's, when you initially have that idea, the what ifs, the negative what ifs are louder than, well, what if this works? Like, what if this is great? What if I make an impact? What if I help someone else? You know? So for me, one of the biggest things that I've learned is not having the fear of starting, like just do it, you know? And then maybe you don't have it all planned out, but I think that that's entrepreneurship, like in a bucket, you know, like you don't know what that next step is going to be. You don't know, you know, and maybe you have an idea, but then it shifts somewhere along the lines. And I feel like those things are perfectly okay. I think that's like the biggest tale I could tell
yes.
When it comes to like my journey in general.
Oh, I so believe it. And you know, it's so interesting because a lot of times that negativity comes in of like, well, if it fails, and instead of what if it's successful? Because I had a fear of success, and a lot of people don't talk about the fear of success versus the fear of failure. And it's just trying it, putting it out there.
Because you never know. Exactly. Oh. I think, I don't know that I've ever experienced like the fear of success just yet. I feel like it might come later on. You know what I mean? But for me, it's just, even now, like as an entrepreneur, like I still go back and forth, like, should I do this thing or should I not? You know, should I do this thing and should I not? So I don't think that you ever get to a point where it's just like, okay, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? At least I don't know. Maybe there's other entrepreneurs where it does come naturally and just any idea, they just go forward. But for me, like in full transparency, like when I have another idea, like, is it going to work? Like, what if it's dumb? But then I think of all of the things that are in me. And I personally believe that God has placed everything on the inside of me that I already need to do anything that I need to do in the future, whether it's small, whether it's big, whether it's just for me and my family, or whether it's outside of myself. All of that already lies into me. And it's just whether or not I'm going to believe in it enough to just take that step and do that thing, whatever it is.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think I love that you mentioned that you believe we have everything already on the inside of us to be successful and to have an impact in the world. And that's just what I'm hearing from you. Can you elaborate on this belief and how it's shaped your mindset and actions as an entrepreneur? Can you go a little bit deeper?
Yeah. I mean, I think in life in general, there's always the highs and the lows, right? We experience those day to day, probably more so than anything else. But I think in entrepreneurship, like, I don't want to say that it's thicker, but it feels thicker. You know what I mean? It feels like, man, like, you know, I don't have any inquiries right now, you know, for my photo booth, my photography, like what's going to happen? You know, I've started, you know, helping other business owners kind of fix out their back end. Like, well, what if no one wants to pay that cost? And it's easy to kind of fixate and focus on those things, like the things that we think, and I feel it's fair, right? I don't ever want to tell anyone, just ignore the things that you're thinking. But don't let that, like, not letting that voice be louder than the voice that's telling me that I can do it, you know, or the voice that's telling me, like, well, what if you're providing something that someone else needs? You know what I mean? Like, or just trust me, you know, if it's just God telling me to trust him and take that step forward anyways. I feel like throughout, especially since I started the Party Shot, I feel like that's the biggest thing. I started it because I heard God say, just trust me. And now, you know, I mean, we started in 2021 and here we are 2024, still chugging along. And then there's other opportunities and other businesses that are coming out of this just from that one, just trusting him and trusting what I believe he's placed on the inside of me. And I feel like that's huge, you know.
It absolutely is. And I think it's just, it's trusting. And I love that you are a believer. And how does your faith influence your ventures? I know you said you heard that and you're like, okay, I'm just going to trust and take that step and look at what's transformed since. But what has helped you navigate the challenges and successes in your business by just believing and focusing on each step as it comes?
Honestly, it really points back to like what's in the word. Right? Like what's in the Bible? In Deuteronomy, it says that God gives us the power to create wealth. I have faith in that. I have faith that whatever it is that I put my hands to, I'm going to prosper. Something is going to come from it. And whether the first thing is just a catalyst for the next thing that's supposed to be something else, I have to have faith in what it is that he's telling me, you know? And I feel like for me, going back to what's in the word and listening to the word, I mean, I don't know about you or anybody else, but my church back home in El Paso, Texas, Joy Center, got to plug them a little bit. Like my pastor, he gives us what's real. You know what I mean? And I think that there's a lot of stuff that's out there, you know, but I think that it absolutely matters, like what you take in and like what you're hearing and what you're seeing. And it has such an impact on whether or not you do the thing, or you step outside of yourself, or whether or not you trust God, you know? And when I look at my business and I look at all of the things that I'm doing, it's faith. Faith doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? And me and my husband, we've talked about it before. On the outside, it doesn't make sense, right? But it's what's on the inside, something that's telling you, like, just do it, just trust, just take that step. You know what I mean? And I think in everything that I have done so far, I truly believe that there have been some crazy doors that have opened and crazy companies and stuff that I've had the opportunity to be able to work with, but I wouldn't have had that opportunity. God doesn't have an opportunity to show me everything that he can do and the mountains that he can move if I just stay with my hands folded and just sitting there and just hoping, you know, that something is going to change, or that something is going to be different, or, you know what I mean? I guess all in all, like, I don't have any leeway to not trust God. I look at everything that he's created around me. He created me. He created the purpose that's like on the inside of me. So, I mean, when it comes to my business, I just go back to what's in his word, and I go back to what it is that I'm hearing, and go back to, you know, my prayer time, and go back to my study time, and just hear more. Go to the source of everything. So
love it. And I love that you just trusted your faith in order to start your business. And when you did start your business, what was the drive to start Party Shop? Because I know you've done multiple businesses, you've had multiple streams and everything, but what really kicked off that drive to start it?
So it was in 2021 after I had my youngest, and I was kind of in a tough spot with, you know, where I worked at the time. And it's, do I, you know, go and apply for this other position with the same company that I didn't really want? Or do I do this other thing that can maybe give me a little bit more flexibility and freedom? And I just, I think maybe when you've been bitten by that entrepreneurial bug, there's everything on the inside of you fights so hard against like just working, you know, a regular job and working a regular schedule and being on someone else's time. And, you know, of course you want to respect authority, but I don't always like to be told what to do. You know, I want to be able to kind of forge my own way. So really after I had my son, it was really just a matter of like, is this what I want? You know, do I want to be like fighting and struggling to, you know, take care of my kids and just be their mother, you know, and take care of my household and being stuck like with this job, with the shift that's just given to me that I didn't really like. So really it kind of pushed me in the opposite direction where I was like, no, like I'm going to do something else. And of course I'm a mom, so I take tons of pictures. And I remember there was a day that I saw like an ad on Facebook for like a photo booth. And I told my husband, I'm like, babe, what if we have a photo booth business? He's like, okay, we figured out how to build one. So like, I have pictures from way back then where he's like building the shell. We didn't end up using it because it just didn't work the way that we wanted to. It's still sitting in our garage. But just like that love of taking pictures and capturing those moments and seeing the ad, it was like, oh, like, what about that? Like, that would be really cool. And then photography kind of rolled into it because I bought a bunch of camera equipment and I started learning how to use it and how to use it well. And I mean, that was pretty much just the birth of it, you know, from crying out to God and like asking like, hi, this isn't what I want, you know, and sowing a seed into that and hearing, just trust me. And it's like, okay, then everything just kind of like, at least when I look back at it, just felt like everything kind of just fell into place from that very moment. And then we launched like in April 2021, had like our first booking in May for June, and then just kind of went crazy from there.
I love it. And, you know, it's interesting when things are supposed to be aligned for us. It's amazing how quickly things start to unfold. And it sounds like that's exactly what happened for you when you were just trusting and had all the faith in the world of, okay, well, I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to keep going. Instead of the first photo booth kind of didn't work out the way you thought it was going to.
We could have just quit. I could have been like, okay, never mind. But it's like, no, like there's nothing wrong with having the idea and like pivoting from that into something that's different, but the same, you know what I mean? And I think that that's one of the things entrepreneurs feel like, oh, I have the idea and I started the thing, but maybe you don't have a community behind you, or maybe you directly have people telling you that, well, that's a dumb idea, you know what I mean? Or maybe you just come run up against like technical, you know, aspects or whatever the case may be. There, to stop is really the only time when you fail. You know, you just kind of have to, okay, well, that didn't work out. Let me try this instead. You know, let me try this instead. And I think that that's one of the biggest mentalities is just, okay, well, that didn't pan out the way that I want to. I'll figure it out and let's try something different. I think that's one of the things that I say all the time when me and my husband have conversations, like, I don't know, but we'll figure it out. He's like, that's not a real answer. I'm like, but it's the only one I got. I'll figure it out, you know?
Exactly. A true entrepreneur. And it's pivoting, right? You have to pivot, especially when things start to evolve and you might not have ever done a certain thing, but being able to continue to learn and grow from it. Okay, this didn't work out. How can I tweak it? And that tweak ends up being a huge idea that takes your business off, or it just continues to help you maintain what you're building and doing that.
Or leads you to the actual thing that you're supposed to be doing. You
Exactly.
know?
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like things do go full circle. I mean, even my own life, I've just seen how things have morphed, and other entrepreneurs I've spoken to, things might have not worked out in that moment, but that lesson helped them build their business, or that pain into a purpose, whatever it may be, or wanting to not have to go back to a job that didn't serve you, or continue in a job that didn't serve you, to build something you're truly passionate about. And being a mom, I know you love capturing those moments of all your children and your babies. And for your love of those moments of love, life, achievements, it really does shine through your work. How does your passion for photography influence your entrepreneurial ventures and the way you approach branding and storytelling for your clients?
I feel like photography and like photos, it's I, maybe there's people out there to like, okay, click, you know, I'm done, right? But I think every photo is just as unique as the person that it's being taken of, you know, whether it's in front of one of our photo booths or whether I'm behind the camera, it's really just truly connecting with people and bringing them to life and making it about like about them. You know what I mean? And I approach both things the same way, you know, with my photo booth clients. I want to know everything about their event. You know, I want to know, you know, is it, you know, formal? Is it fun? You know, is it going to be wild? Is it going to be a little more tame? Because we want to be able to tailor that experience to what it is that they see and what it is that they interact with. You know, and with photography, it's the same thing. Like, are you a little bit more reserved? Are you going to need a little bit more help in front of that camera? You know what I mean? Or do you got it? You know, you know what I mean? And I'm, you know, I just got to capture what you're doing. It's very unique. And I think that that's kind of the way that you have to treat clients in general is treat them as though they are unique because they are. And not everyone is the same. And you really have to be able to appreciate that about people, you know, especially in this industry, you know, and kind of be able to shift and tailor yourself to your environment and to the people that you're serving. I think that that's what makes the difference. You know, it turns it from just being something that you're doing to an experience that you're providing and a connection that you're building and a relationship with those people.
So well said, because you're right. It is about that connection piece, fostering relationships and continuing to build upon that, especially when you're taking a photo. It's not just a photo. There's so much, because you're capturing a moment in time. You can always look back, and I love photos. I mean, my husband's like, crazy how much I love photos, but I'm not a photographer. I like taking pictures, but I think it's just those moments that you're capturing, and everything is very unique, and it's catering to that event or family or individual, whatever you are capturing, because it's going to be different every time. I'm sure there's been a wide variety of experiences you've had. What has been one or two success stories of taking photos, whether it's a photo booth or photography in general, that you've
I
experienced?
think every photo booth like experience, I think has been, it's a success story. You know, if I walk away and everyone's like, oh, that was great. Like, hey, you know, we did our job. I think one of the biggest, I would say like accomplishments, I guess maybe there's a couple, like when I think about it, I want to say like the first year that I was in business, I don't even know how like this lady found me, but she works at one of the schools, the DSST schools out like in Northfield, when they booked me for their homecoming. And every year they booked me for their homecoming and their prom every year, like clockwork. And to me, like, there's no greater like joy than I guess providing a service and someone loving it so much that they're coming back to you. You know, ideally, like, that's what you want, like, as a business owner, right? And then other than that, like, having the opportunity to work for like international companies. Like, I'm not even the biggest photo booth company in the city, you know, in Denver, you know. So to have like these nationally, internationally recognized companies be like, yep, we want you and we're going to use you over and over again. Like, to me, that's gold, you know. You know what I mean? Because it means I'm doing something right. I'm showing up and I'm serving them well, which means a lot, you know. And then on the photography side, I think every time I deliver a gallery and someone's like, oh my God, I love them, it's like, do you really? There's always like a little bit of like self-doubt, you know what I mean? And I always tell people like, I've got a really tough skin, so if you hate it, like, just tell me you hate it, it's perfectly fine. We'll just do it again. You know what I mean? But to be able to kind of get that feedback, I think, is some of like the biggest accomplishments as an entrepreneur. You know, it only fortifies like that step of faith that I took, you know, that I'm doing the right thing and I'm in the right place, you know, so.
Absolutely. And it's a testament to the work and having that creativity aspect of it, because really identifying each person as a unique entity, individual, their business, whether it's at an event, homecoming, prom, or doing just a session, being able to really pour into that. And what role do you believe creativity plays in entrepreneurship? How do you nurture and cultivate your own creativity in your businesses?
I feel like creativity is a core pillar when it comes to entrepreneurship, because it's the idea, right? Like we all have the idea, like, oh, light bulb, like that's great. But it's going to take creativity to kind of like shape and mold that into something, you know, something tangible. And I mean, I believe everyone has creativity in them. Like my husband says different. He's like, I'm not creative. I'm like, you are. Like you just have to find the avenue where you're going to be able to show that up. You know what I mean? For him, it's on the football field. He helps, you know, coach teenagers. Like, that's great. Like, that's where his creativity can kind of, you know, show through as he's trying to help and pour into someone else. Me, I'm visual. So I can sit at a computer and create, you know, an Instagram post, or, you know, edit a photo, or put together the design work for a photo booth experience. And that's where my creativity shows through. But creativity is God-given. Everyone has it. It's just a matter of how much you rely on it and how much you're looking to tap into it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And you're right. It's people, they're like, oh, I'm not creative, but you are in your own way. And just like with football, like the plays can be really different depending on where each player goes and the creativity of how to execute that. And for you, it's obviously a lot of different things when it comes to photos and the designs and everything, but it's allowing that to continue to morph and grow over time.
Creativity is just as unique and different as our own journeys in our lives, you know? So mine doesn't look like yours. Yours doesn't look like, you know, your neighbors, and it's all different. And I think if you are looking at someone else's creativity to give you something and to show you where it is to go, you're always going to end up coming up short, you know, because it's not yours. You have to tap into what's on the inside of you, because it's there. It lives there. You just got to find it.
Exactly. Sometimes you got to move through the mud a little. It gets sticky. But it's there. It's there. You just got to look a little bit. I love that. And, you know, I know you've mentioned already, but you're a mother of three children. You have a first baby. You're a wife. You have a lot going on, a lot of different ventures. How do you create harmony and prioritize and juggle all these various roles that you play in your life?
You know, I think the biggest piece is grace, like giving myself grace, right? Only because I can wake up and I can have a whole plan for the day. Okay, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go to work, going to come home and do X, Y, Z. That may not happen. Like I may be bombarded with other stuff. And I think in the past, well, I guess not even necessarily in the past, I can still be very hard on myself. Like, oh, I didn't get to doing that thing that I needed to do, or I dropped the ball and I forgot to order the groceries. You know, I do that all the time, you know, or I think that it's giving yourself grace to go with the motions of life. You know, there's definitely days where I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit on my computer and I'm going to work for an hour, and that doesn't happen. Or maybe I work for more than an hour and, you know, my kids need me. Then it's, you know what I mean? It's just like the balance and the grace of it all. I think my husband has also been instrumental in helping me create that harmony in all of the different hats that I wear. And I'm so like appreciative of him. I'm not going to cry because he creates such a safe space for me. You know, if I'm like, I'm tired, like, I know I just bought groceries, but I'm tired. I don't feel like cooking. All right, cool. Like I'll figure it out, or I'll order something, you know, and just like that just gives someone the time just to be themselves. You know, on the weekends lately, he's just been like, you're not doing anything. Like anything needs to be done, I'll take care of it. Like you just need to relax, because he knows like everything that I'm doing and all the hats that I hold throughout the week, you know? So just kind of giving me that space to breathe, I think it is just gold, you know, him giving me the grace to be a lazy mom. Like that's perfectly okay. Anyone out there that says you can't, like, I'll pray for you, but like you need like that time. And I think if you don't, then it just creates like storms on the inside. And I'm definitely someone like I love to be able to maintain peace on the inside of me, because if peace is on the inside of me, then that's what I'm pouring out to my husband. That's what I'm pouring out to my kids. When I'm at work, that's what I'm pouring out to. When I'm at an event or with a client or, you know, working on whatever it is that I'm working on, everything flows a lot better when I'm operating from that place of peace. So I think that's the biggest, those are the biggest things: balance, grace, and peace.
I love it. All of those. And I think it's so valuable, the grace piece. I'm not a mom yet, but I've spoken to so many different mompreneurs that are juggling. They're maybe still in their 9 to 5, building their business, have multiple children, more than two, technically, even yeah. two's a lot. I was helping my sister in Florida the other, like last week. And I was like, I only want one kid after.
Yeah, listen.
And her kids are amazing. But I was just like, this is exhausting. But yeah. It's a little different, but having multiple kids, being able to realize that you're human and giving yourself that grace, I think is so important, even if you're not a mom yet, but just if you are just living life, there's so much going on. There's so many things yeah. happening, families, siblings, whatever it may be that you're really helping or pouring into, it's pouring into yourself first and then the overflow.
Yeah. Else. Yeah. You can't give from an empty cup. You yeah. really can't, you know, and if my cup is empty and that's, you know, or it's broken, or, you know, I'm falling apart on the inside, that's what's going to come out. And I don't, no one wants that. Like every parent snaps at their kid, but like, that shouldn't be like an everyday occurrence. If there is, then you got to work on like the peace part, you know? But I think like, it's so important that we nurture ourselves first. And that sounds so selfish, right? You know, but just even without being an entrepreneur, just as a person, you have to nurture what's on the inside of you first before you can pour and give to anything or anyone else, or else you're always going to come up short, you know, or you're not going to be able to show up in the way that maybe that person needs you, or you're not going to be able to say, you know what, hey, I don't have the capacity for this right now. Like I need to be able to just take a beat, you know? And I feel like all of those things are things that are okay. And I feel like in general, like as women, as entrepreneurs, as people, men, whoever, like we just kind of have to normalize that and remove like outside pressure or the pressure that we put on ourselves, work on removing that, you know, in order just to be able to operate from that place of grace and peace for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, this, you're speaking my language, because my slogan years ago when I created it was put yourself at the top of the priority list, because I burned out so many times by wearing so many hats. And I think when we're able to be very grounded in who we are and live our lives every day, we have so much more to give, because I thought, oh, it's selfish to take care of myself first. But in hindsight, 2020, you're able to see that
it, you do everyone around you a favor when you do.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You just show up differently and more energized and more present. And I think that's a huge obstacle that a lot of people have to overcome or have overcome. And just in obstacles in general, what have been some of the challenges that you've had to overcome being an entrepreneur, and how did you overcome them? What was your experience?
I think some of the biggest ones that I still work to overcome is just like the inner doubt, you know, what if, you know, those are, like I said before, like those aren't things that kind of go away, but it matters like what you're listening to and what you're receiving to help kind of overcome those things. You know what I mean? So I can say like, oh, I can't do this, you know, I'm failing at everything. Or, you know, for me, I can go back to the Bible where it says that I'm more than an overcomer. It's all choices, you know, but I think that that's some of the biggest things. I think tangible obstacles, those are things that I can just get over. You know what I mean? Like the other event that I was at over here at the village, I didn't bring my gaff tape. Hey, babe, can you bring it? Like, yep. You know, I could have absolutely like freaked out about that, but that's immediately solvable. But I think it's like the internal obstacles that present the biggest challenges for us, you know, just as people, because you have two ways that you can go. You can either believe it or you can reject it, but either way, you have to make a choice. And one is going to lead you in a place where maybe you don't end up doing anything, you know, bigger than what you do on a daily basis. And the other can lead you to living the life that you've always wanted, you know what I mean? And having the things that you've always wanted and finding your purpose and being fulfilled in your life. I think that's just, it's all inner. I think those are the biggest obstacles. And that's how I respond. Just, okay, well, what does the Bible say about me? Like, what does God say about me? What's on the inside of me? Maybe this thing isn't working out, but you know what? That other thing did. And kind of banking on, you know, the things that have worked and working on working the things that maybe seem a little bit more difficult.
Yes, it is a struggle. I think a lot of individuals do struggle with this, the inner aspect of it, but because we get in our own way a lot of the time, and if we just learn to release that and look at the bigger picture and not stuck, because I know I've been stuck so many times in this journey and so many other people I've spoken to, included, of just that inner doubt sometimes. But when we remove that and see it a little clearer and how we can let go of that doubt, and it's easier said than done, of course, but believing that, okay, there is another way. I'm just looking at it one way, one lens. Let's look at different lenses so we can see the different pictures of what we can do in overcoming it. But a lot of times we do it in our own way. With your journey, just all the diverse background you have and experiences, what advice would you give aspiring entrepreneurs who are just starting their journey?
Man, that's a good one. I think everyone has an opinion, right? Like when you have the idea, you know, and you tell maybe your friends or your family, you know, you're going to have people who are going to be behind you, or you're going to have people who are going to doubt, you know, what it is that you can do. But I think it's more important just to bank on yourself and bank on what's on the inside of you and the dream. My pastor always says, you're only one thought away from changing the trajectory of your life. So it only goes to show like how powerful one thought can be. So either I've got it or, man, I can't do nothing. Both those frameworks, those trains of thought go in their own separate directions. And I think you really have to figure out like what makes sense for you and whatever industry, whatever business it is. It's good to get information and to kind of learn as you go, as you're taking steps forward. But I wouldn't try to follow someone else's trajectory because it's theirs, you know, and you have your own and I have my own. You know, this person, we're all different. We all have our own. And I think if we're looking at the other person and like, oh man, I wish I could do that. Like, oh, I'm going to do it just like that. You're going to come up short because their trajectory is based off of their own God-given gifts and talents and creativity. And yours is completely different. So that would be the biggest thing, is don't be afraid to just take the leap and start, you know, and start if starting small is what makes sense to you, then do it. But at least you're starting, and then knowing that the path that you're trying to go is bigger than where it is that you are.
It's so true. Even just what you're saying, like a lot of times it's important to get feedback. But I think it's when the opinions start to be like, oh, do you really want to do this? Or, oh, that's not going to work out. Because there's a lot of individuals, they might be the first entrepreneur in their family. I know you're not the first, but like a lot of people in general have maybe never been exposed to it before, and they want to protect their family member and say, okay, well, get a 9-to-5 and this is the way to go, and just how a lot of systems were previously. I think that's really shifting nowadays in the last like 10 years or so. But a lot of times it goes back to just believing in your core values and what your belief systems are. How do you align with your personal values and beliefs when it comes to your business, especially when there's difficult decisions or opportunities that present themselves? Because a lot of times when you are building a business, it goes down to your core values, I believe.
No, absolutely. I think when it comes to making plans, right? Like we can all make plans, but you know, of course I'm a believer. So my plans mean nothing to whatever God plan is. You know, I can have the idea and I can be like, oh, this would be cool if, but ultimately like I've given, you know, my life to Christ, and I've laid my life down, you know, in front of God and say, here, take it, you know, whatever that looks like, you know, whatever it sounds like, take it and do with it what you will, and I'll follow, you know. So really for me, like every day I pray that God orders my steps, and I ask the Holy Spirit to keep me in line with that. It can't go wrong. You know what I mean? And I think, you know, the discernment to know, like, oh, maybe that's not the right thing to do, you know, or if there's confusion, I definitely there's prayer, you know, asking, you can ask God directly, you know, what it is that you should do, which direction, or should I do this thing, or is this a good idea? Should I spend that money? You know, or even, I mean, for me, like I go to my dad, and also anytime that I have like any really hard question and I can't quite figure it out and I can't make sense of it, you know, I definitely will go to him, and he'll always point me back to what's in the Bible, which I think is really great. And I wish I took more advantage of that, like as a kid and as a teenager, but as an adult now, like having that guidance, it's not like, hey, I think you should do this, but it's, hey, what's in the word? You know, what does God say about it? You know? So that's kind of just the way that I try to run my life, and I try to run my business, is just keeping that in the forefront. You know, it doesn't mean that I have everything figured out. It doesn't mean that, you know, my photo booth or my photography business is going to be the end all be all. I don't know, but I'm just doing what I can do right now with what I've been given and waiting for the next step.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, I think it's taking it step by step. And that was actually my next question, was just about your future aspirations or goals. And I know you have maybe a plan, but that plan might not work out the way you thought it would, or anything like that.
Could be a whole other different plan. I don't know. I think in this business, I've really realized that I have an interesting like way of thinking when it comes to like processes and like helping streamline processes. And I'm like, hey, like doing it in my own business, like, oh man, I figured that out and that's running really well. Like, why not help other people? You know? So that's kind of where I'm not necessarily shifting my focus, but I'm kind of going, and I guess you could say I'm shifting my focus a little bit, because I think that as an entrepreneur, like we have the idea, you know, like, oh, this would be great. And then we just start going, you know, but then it's really easy to kind of forget about all of the processes and things on the back end that are going to be able to help make your business run. Right. And then that's where you tag in people like me, you know, where I can, you know, kind of help streamline some of that for you. So that's kind of where it is that I'm going as far as like consulting and even coaching and helping build out, you know, the back end processes for people. So ideally people who are like really stressed out by it, you know, whether it's just stressed out by technology or not really knowing how things work, you know, that's, I have a gift for that and I'm going to use it. So there's a few business owners that I've already helped with just that very same thing. I'm currently working with a lady who owns a charcuterie business out here, and it's a huge business. She does a ton of stuff, but she no idea like how to do the back end stuff. And it was really overwhelming. And it's like, let me help you. Like, just let me help you and take a load off. And now she's seeing it kind of like come together. And she's like, oh my goodness. Like, I love this. This is great. It's like, this is, for me, that's fulfilling, you know? So that's kind of where I'm going now. And, you know, definitely taking on more clients as far as working with them one-on-one to kind of help streamline their back end so that their business can be more efficient and then have to do all the doing. Sometimes that's hectic.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a huge piece of scaling a business. It doesn't just happen overnight. And right. If you don't have a solid foundation with all your business, when you start to grow, it's going to crumble. And just speaking on the back end of things, what are some of the tools that you use to help scale your business and help other businesses?
Yeah. So the thing that I found for my business that was just like a complete like game changer was HoneyBook. It's a client relationship management tool. I have everything for my businesses just in my HoneyBook, you know, from clients to current projects, invoices, payments, all of that stuff is there. Also for me, I think what's really great is like the automations. I don't know about you or anyone else, but like, I don't have the time to be like attached to my phone, going back and forth, like in email or in DMs or like in text messages. To me, that's exhausting. And if that's how I ran my business, I would have quit like a long time ago, because to me, that's like overwhelming. So when people go to my website and they want to put in an inquiry for a photo booth or for photography, it's right there in the client form. And then once they get it, they get information immediately. And then I can follow up and call them and email, just go back and forth as needed. But I'm not having to go back and forth to give them what they need in order to work with me. You know, and it's the same, you know, for like consulting and coaching and stuff like that. Like, if you need something from me, you have a way to be able to get it and I can just show it to you. You can get it immediately. You don't have to, you know, we can just go from there. For me, HoneyBook has been, it's just been a game changer for me. I mean, I think it's great. And any business that's working directly with clients, whether you're providing a product or a service, you need to have a place to house all of that information. Because like you said, when you get ready to scale, if you're like, oh, let me start a blog. Well, who do I send my blog to? And then you have a whole list of people that you've already worked with in the past. You know what I mean? Oh, I have a new service that I'm going to offer. Who? How can I tell? And how do I send this out? Well, now you have a way to be able to do that. So it goes way beyond just tracking money that comes in and goes out. It's just how you are able to simplify and automate and, you know, efficiently run your business. I think it's great.
Oh, yes. Because I see so many business owners that don't do that from the beginning. Like, I was one of those people.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, SOPs to the end.
Yeah, you have to. And then I think, like, also, for me, big picture, like, I'm not going to be out there doing photo booth events my whole life. You know what I mean? So when I want to pass it along to someone, I don't want to give them a whole pile of junk, like, here, figure this out, it's yours. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be able to be simplified and still be able to help run it, you know, from behind the curtains. Ultimately, that's the goal, right? But I mean, without it, I don't know how people do it. You know, the lady that I'm working with right now, when I first started working with her, she's like, oh no, we just go back and forth in the DMs. Like, what? I can't be attached to my phone that way. You know, there's another lady that I helped. She was just like, technology is not my thing. I can't figure it out. Like, I know it's helpful. I know I need it, but you got to do it for me. Okay. Like, I can do it for you. You know, I mean, it's just really rewarding kind of being able to see that the way that my brain works is for a specific type of thing, you know? So that's kind of where I'm going now.
No, it all comes together. And I feel like I was just talking to somebody about this, and it's skill set, like a building upon the skill sets you already have and just stacking them and being able to find another way to help people in a different capacity that's right. Still aligned with your values and your beliefs, but it's now just expanding your reach and helping more people in a different capacity that your brain works really well with and someone else does not or hasn't had the time to learn it or doesn't want to learn it. They can just pass it off and they know they can trust you and you can get it set up for them and have it managed right. So they don't have to. But yes, it's exhausting. Like I used to do the DM thing and other things. I'm like, no.
Now
go high level to like organize everything and make sure we're tracking. But
I learned really quickly, like when I first started, I didn't have like my CRM set up. So it was just like through a Square like invoice and like just the back and forth, like to answer all the questions and try to get what I needed in order to be able to show up for that first event is like, oh goodness, no. Like we got to figure out like a better way. And there's tons of them out there. Not at all saying, you know, everyone should go to HoneyBook, but if you do, I have a discount code for it. You're more than welcome to use it. But I think it's just, you have to think for where it is that you're trying to go. And if you have 3 employees and you know what I mean? Like you need to be able to have a way to help manage all of that stuff. And in emails, it's too easy to get lost. Text messages, I don't know why anybody would do that. DMs, like it just, you know, may not be the most professional avenue. So think about where it is that you're going and find tools that align with that and help support it.
There's so much more I want to ask you, Samantha, but I know and like time-wise, I so appreciate everything that you have shared.
Yeah.
It's been so much, but where can people find you, find your services? We're going to link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Yeah, if you're in the Denver area and you need photography services or photo booth, you can find us at thepartyshotco.com. On Instagram, I have like 3. My own personal Instagram, it's MRSDUPUCH. And then Party Shot Co., that's also on my Instagram, and then the Party Shot Photography.
Perfect.
That's all me. It's
Everywhere.
not so much, yeah.
I love it. Well, again, thank you so much, Samantha, for just everything you shared today. All the things you're doing help so many people, not just on the photos, but now on the back end of everything.
Yeah, definitely. If there's,
always
I mean,
excited.
Definitely find me. And for my personal Instagram is probably where you're going to want to, if you need help, you know, with the back end client stuff, building a CRM, you don't know what it is, but you know you need it and you need to get it started. If it's too overwhelming, you know, my personal Instagram is going to be the best way to connect with me there. And I can help get you started.
Perfect. Well, you've heard it here. Samantha's your go-to lady. But thank you again, Samantha. I so appreciate everything you shared today. And I look forward to seeing you more in the future.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Samantha today? I'm sure she would love to see that comment. And we'll see you on the next episode.